Well, welcome to the 20th season. Brian Sexton with John Osher, and it's tough to believe that the Jaguars have been working at this thing in the NFL for 20 years.
And a little hint out there to people, if you want to feel old, start working on series about 20-year things that you were there for the start of, right? I mean, this is hard to believe. We were both there in 95. Stevens Point, a lot of stories. We'll share those over the next season.
I feel old walking through the hallways with all these kids. We were kids when this thing got started. I remember where I was on November 30th, 1993. It wasn't in Jacksonville. I was in Wichita, Kansas, getting ready to do a sports talk show and talk about the 30th franchise being awarded to my hometown, to St. Louis, Missouri. Imagine my surprise when I read Jacksonville, Florida. Where's Jacksonville?
Well, I was from Jacksonville, grew up here from the time I was seven, so I had lived through the Jacksonville Colts. Buddies of mine on Green Willow Lane over in Arlington had Jacksonville Colts t-shirts. So I had lived through all those pursuits, and I remember being, I was covering the University of Florida for the Florida Times Union, and started getting calls from the newspaper, hey, this is going to happen. I'd worked with Pete Prisco, who everybody knows covered the team back then. He had told me for a month, Osh, this is going to happen. Jacksonville's getting it. No way, Pete. No way, Pete. Get a call in the University of Florida press room. John, we got the team. Can we get reaction? We got the team. Are you kidding me? And there was a feeling that day, if people who were here, the celebrations are well documented. This was a changer for this city, for anybody who lived here, certainly anybody in the sports media. And boy, it has changed.
Why particularly did you believe that it wasn't possible for Jacksonville? Having grown up here, was there anything in particular that stuck out?
You had wanted it for so long. You had thought about it for so long. When I was a kid growing up, huge Washington Redskins fan, you watched the NFL on CBS. It was something that other people had, other cities had. And although you knew Jacksonville was capable, you knew there was a passion, it had just been passed over so many times. All the stories in Sports Illustrated about this city that had gone after teams, didn't get it. You just, until you see something, it's hard to visualize it for most people. Fortunately, Jacksonville had people who could visualize things that they hadn't seen yet and make them happen.
Well, guys like Wayne Weaver, obviously, and Carl Cannon, going back to the very early days, and Tom Petway, these were men who wouldn't take no for an answer. And when the obstacles came up, and they did come up, they always seemed to have a creative solution for them.
And that's why, again, it was so hard to believe. So many obstacles. And again, as I said, fortunate, this town's fortunate that they had people who could see it and not listen to people saying, no, it can't happen. They had people who knew how to work deals, who knew how to make things happen. And as a result, vastly different city 20 years later.
All right, we've got a whole lot to talk about the first 20 years of the Jaguars. So stay tuned to Jaguars.com for much more.